So a limit of Chofetz Chaim until the speaker arrives is the schus, the refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla and Pesach Shal Chayla Yisrael. So, day four, says the Chofetz Chaim, certain strategies. The Chofetz Chaim is still doing an introduction to the halachas of Lashon Hara. And in this introduction, he goes through a number of brief points, which we will do tomorrow, B'nai Eda.
That was great. Started at the Turway, Northwest London, Monday, 5th of Shabbat, 15th of January. Rabbi Yitzi Bodden, the Shlita, in Yoni Parsha. This week's Torah was sponsored this week. Some of the son of Mayor Fine, there you are, and Zevi Gutter, Shakitia. Pastors, please take place tomorrow in Mitz Hashem. He wrote, says, you will advise them all, be sold the shame of this law.
Amen.
It is Fus Hashavuim, the Fayolim, the Milkomosh, Yaksul, but to him the Shalom in Hero.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I'd like to discuss today the theme that the Brisker Rav has through these parshas. And there's a few different pieces, but we're going to start with the one relevant to this week. Sure. It says in the parasha, "Vayom Hashem Moshe boy al paroi ki ani echbalati esli boy v'slev avodov lema'am shisi oy soysai eila v'kivoy." And then it says, "For the man to saper was nei bin chov in bin chov, es hashas lauti bin mitzrayim." And then it says a very interesting pasuk. They came to Paroi by Yomru Elov, and they say to him, "Koyomar Hashem erekeo ivrim ad masai me anto leonois mi ponoi." Until when are you going to stop yourself to be humble before me? Shalach amiv yavduni. So Briskarov points out this Lashon we don't find anywhere else. We don't find, he just says, Shalach amiv yavduni. He comes to warn him, there's a Makkah coming, send out my nation so that it should serve me. We don't normally find this Lashon ad mosai me'anto. Until when are you going to hold yourself back from being humble before me? What's this inyan? And what's the extra meaning of this? So in order to understand what the Brisker Rav says here, we're going to reflect back on something that he says somewhere else. In last week's Sedra, it says, "Re'e nosaticho Elohim lefare." And Rashi translates, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Elohim lefare? Rashi says, "Shofet, he's a judge, v'roide l'radoisoi b'makas v'yisurim." He's the judge, and not only is he the judge, he's also going to be the person to deliver, the agent to deliver the punishment to Paroi. Now, what mishpat are we referring to that Moshe needed to be the shofet? So he refers to the pasuk we know in Bereishis that says, by the Brisbane and Psorim, "Yigames ha-goya she'avoidu don onoichi va'achrechein yetzul b'chush gadol." Don onoichi, says Rashi, be'es ha-makas. And the Mishnah in Idyos, he quotes, says, "V'afhu hoyoime." There was five things were shnei mosar chodesh, and one of the things, mishpat hamitzriim, was shnei mosar chodesh. There was a mishpat on the mitzriim, and that mishpat was delivered over 12 months. It was the 10 makas. And if you look right all through the parashas, almost at every makah, there's a sequence. It says, "Ubecho." There's you, there's your servants and your nation. What does it mean? Makkas were widespread throughout the whole land of Mitzrayim. What's the significance of b'cho, uvah amcho, uvah techo, uvah avodecho? What are all these different stages? So says the Brisker Rav, the meaning of this is the mishpat. Because apart from the fact that there was a makkah, there was also an exact mishpat as the role every Mitzri played within the Shibud of Mitzrayim. He was punished based on that. Paroi first, he was the one who came up with the Hovon Ischakman. And then it was the Avodim, and then it was the Am. And if you go to even the last, almost the last Pasuk in the Torah, when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu v'chol yad chazaka, it says, "B'faroi, v'amoi, v'avodah." Again, symbolizing this idea that there's a mishpat, and it was exact to each player in the Shibud of Mitzrayim. That's the meaning of Re'ena Saticha Elohim. The Fari, we know Elohim lo yisakalol means you can't be makalol a dayan, and him is referring to a shofet. Now, you may ask, why were they deserving of such a punishment? After all, it was a bris ben apsarim. It was a nevuah to Avraham Avinu that this was going to happen. They were going to serve Abba Meir Shono. They were going to be serving in an Eretz Lo Elohim. It's a gzera. So why would the Mitzrayim get punished in the first place? We're talking about the fact that there was a punishment. So the Rambam asked the question. And the Rambam says in Perek Vov, Tshuva Hei, that why were the Mitzrayim punished? Says the Rambam. Sorry? So they did more. So the Rambam writes like this. I think the Rambam says that. The Rambam says, V'chein ha-Mitzriim, kol echod v'echod, ma'oison ha-Mitzirim v'ha-Meriim, l'Yisrael, ilu lo'y rotza lo'hora lo'hem, horshus b'yodoy. Sh'lo'y goza al ish yodua, elo hidia sh'soiv zari osid l'shtabetz v'eretz lehem. The gzera was a general gzera that Mitzriim were going to serve, were going to put Klal Yisrael in servitude. We're going to make Klal Yisrael work for them. But there was no gzera as to which Mitzri should do it. And that was still their free will. Says the Rambam, because of that, they deserve the punishment. And we're seeing here that the level of their participation was also something that was obviously up to them. And as a result, they got punished accordingly. A similar thing we find, there's a vertel. As the Gemara Pesachim says, that Ma Ro Chananya Mishol Va'azaria Shemosru Asom Kivshon Ha'ish, yet Nebuchadnezzar threatened them to serve Avodah Zorah. It's not so clear if it was proper Avodah Zorah, because then it would have been obvious that they should have been Moshe Nefesh. But the Gemara says, Ma Ro, where did they get this lesson from to be Moshe Atzmon and not serve Avodah Zorah? Says the Gemara, they learnt it from the Tzvardim. Because the Tzvardim went, says, B'meshari Secho, B'tanu Recho, they were Moshe Atzmon, they went into the ovens. And they got burnt. Al Kedusha Hashem. So the Gemara says, Kal V'chomer. Mat Svardim Sheloi Nitzdavu Al Kedusha Hashem. They were Moshe Atzmon. So Kal V'chomer. Hananya Mishol V'Azaria Da Amotzuva O Mitzvah Kedusha Hashem. That surely they should be Moshe Nefesh. And that's where they learned they should be Moshe Nefesh from. But the Velt Freik Akasha, they weren't Mitzvah. It was Exera. It says they should go. Olu b'vatecho, b'teyav kolav adecho, b'tanurecho, mishrasecho. It says in the Pasuk that that's where the Tzvadim should go. So how could you learn a Kal V'chomer and say they weren't Mitzvah and you're Mitzvah? You're Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. They were Mitzvah to go b'tanurecho. That was the Exera. But the answer, with this Rambam, you can answer that as well. There was frogs and there was b'tanurecho, b'misharusecho. There was a choice. There was just a gzera where the frogs should go. Which Tzavadeh took it upon himself to jump into the Tanurecho? That was something that he didn't have to do. That wasn't something that the Tzavadeh did, because it was being Moshe Nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shlom. So, however we can understand Tzvardim. But Akoponim, the Gemara, does understand that there's a Kal V'chomer because the Tzvardim were Mitzvah. And the theory is the same that we're saying here in the Rambam with regard to the Mitzrayim. So the Mitzrayim were worthy of a punishment because they did it out of free will, as we've seen in the Rambam. And the Esa Makas, apart from being a vehicle with which the Rebbeinu Shlom convinced them, or forced them rather, to let Klal Yisrael out, it was actually a punishment of 12 months. So that's the first Yisrael the Mishkarov says. Now, with this, says the Briskarov, we can understand this possible. Because how does Rashi start this week's Hedra? By Yom Hashem El Moshe Boy Al Paroi Vahasro, Rashi says, to warn him. That's because Eino In Shim Elohim Kim Azim. You have to warn him. It's not just a threat, it's a warning. Either listen or get punished. That's Vahasro. Now says the Briskarov, beautiful pshat. The Rambam is another Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Tanis, that if there's no rain, one has to fast. If there's still no rain, the fasts increase in intensity. And how many fasts? First it's 3, then it's 7, and they increase in intensity. they become more surim nichlal in the tanios of achronos. So the Rambam writes like this: V'dovol zeh midarchei atshuvahu shebizman shetovoi tzoro v'yizaku aleo v'yoriu yedu hakol shebiglal masem horoim hura lehem kakosuv avanisechem hitu v'zehu sheyigroim lahosir hatzoro me'alehem. And by this they encourage HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove the tzoro from them, because after all they've got the message. They've realized that it's because of the avirus. Avon im lo yezaku v'lo yiriu elo yomru dovo zeh mimina ka'olam iralonu v'tzorozu nikro nikris. It just happened. Harezu derech achzorius. This is derech achzorius. V'goremes lohem lihidovik v'maseim aroim. And this attitude is goyrim, that people should continue doing their masim. V'toysif Hatsoro tsoros achiris, and as a result of this, it will increase the tsoros, because they're not getting the message. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they're not adhering and not taking notice of the tsoros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moisif tsoros. Hu shekosov v'atoyra v'alachtem imi bekeri v'alachti gam imochem v'chamas keri koloima k'sha'ovi aleichem tsoro k'dei she'teshuvu im toiru. If you tell me it's just happening, oisuf lochem chamas oisuf keri. I'm going to be moist as oishtei in Rambam. So that's the mahalach of why the makor for why the taniyas get more strict, because clearly we haven't repented enough, we haven't done tshuva enough, so we have to be moisif tanesim to display the fact that we're recognizing we don't want more tanesim to come, more tzaros to come. So it says in the scroll that Bahara has now been through six makas. We now have to be masrehim for a new oynish. Not only is he getting oynishim for the shibud that has already happened, of which the mishpat was 12 months, there's a new oynish happening now. There's an oynish for not taking notice of the previous oynish. That's what's mavur in the Rambam. That avolim lo yizaku, there's an oynish for not waking up to the previous oynish, for not taking notice of it. So Biskrov says, ad mosai me anto le anois mi ponoi, it's not just rhetoric. It's actually a warning. It's a warning that there's another punishment coming for the fact that you haven't been able to humble yourself as a result of the previous onshim. And that's the Hosofa. It doesn't explain why particularly the Makav Boy of Arbe, but at least we have some understanding of why this, as the Makas go on, this Taina seems, it grows. And that's the Chiddush of the Biskarov. So it's obviously based on the other Chiddush that he said, that there's a concept here of Hasra, and it's an Oynish, based on the Rambam, that they were Chayv Oynish. And now there's an addition, that not only are they Chayv Oynish for what they did previously, they're now Chayv and Oynish for not taking notice of the punishments they've got so far. That's the Biskarov on this week. Now, just to bring out the Chiddush of how far this goes, I would like to tell you something else that we've heard. In the beginning of the parasha, it says, "Boy El Pari," we read out the Pesukim before. But Lamanta Saper Bosne bin Cho Vin bin Cho, Ace Asher Hisalalti Bimitzrayim, Ves Oiso Sayash Samtibon. Bernstein made a mockery of Mitzrayim. What's the mockery? And why is the mockery mentioned here? So the Rambam speaks about this in Perek Vav of Tshuva Halacha Gimel. And the Rambam writes like this: Ve'efsha sheyechta odom chet godol eichatoim rabim. It's possible that someone would commit a grave sin, or chatoim rabim. Ad sheyiten adin lifnei dinaimis, until the din for this grave sin is sheyapiroin mizeh achoyta al chatoim elu, that the punishment should be for this chet, that shemoinin mimenu hatshuva ve'ema nichim loy rishus loshuv mirishay, kedei sheyomus ve'yoved bechetoy sheyas. There is a punishment. The punishment is that you can't do tshuva for the averus which have been done. There's such a grave sin that Rabbeinu Shlom doesn't allow the person to do tshuva. So lefichach kosav haTorah. Therefore, it's written in the Torah, va'ani achazik es leiv paro. I will strengthen the heart of Paro. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Shloinam has taken away the ability to do tshuva. And he brings the psukim. So I once heard, in the name of the Rishkro, that that's the Hisalalti b'Mitzrayim. In fact, the Rambam says later on, that the idea, the Rambam himself says, why did Rabbeinu Shlom send him so many warnings at this stage where we're ready up to Vaniyah Chazik Islay Pari? After five Makkas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was now starting to harden Pari's heart. The first five, he hardened himself. So we're now at the stage where Rabbeinu Shlom is hardening his heart. Yeah? Why is Moshe being sent? So the Rambam says, you know why Moshe is being sent? Moshe is being sent in order to teach us this rule. And the Rambam writes that. In order to teach us this rule, that there could be a sin that you can't be do tshuva from, so Rabbeinu Shlom is sending, you see, how could it be? Your guy's Rosh Bakir, saying he sees every makkah, his land is becoming more and more desolate, no hope, and he's still managing to hold on to it. How can that be? It must be a ness. Why is that ness there? Because Rabbeinu Shlom has removed from him the possibility of tshuva. It's halach that someone could do an avera and remove it. And that halacha, that's the lamant of sapir ba'ozna b'icho, esa she'silalti b'mitzrayim. The mockery of Mitzrayim is the fact that it's so obvious that by now they should change their ways, but the mockery is that they can't change their ways because they've done a chait before, which has not allowed them to do tshuva. And that's the Rambam says. The Rambam's chat and posse. The shalalti b'mitzrayim is because of the fact that the tshuva has been taken away from them, which is a moyudik asach. Possibly, if there's time, we'll speak a little bit more about this halacha. But the chiddush that I would like to bring out today is that we've said two ideas. We've said that that Mitzrayim was punished based on the pasuk of Achachin, Don Anochi, Don Anochi. And now, we said in Hoysofa that there was a hasra for the extra punishment of Admosai Me'anto Le'onos Mipanoi. That's one idea. The other idea we're saying is that the Rambam writes that the reason why he's coming to warn him is because is to just display to us the fact that he can't do tshuva because he's done an avera that's so severe that we renounce from him the possibility of tshuva. So, if we think about this, it's mavur here, big chilsh. He's now getting punished for the fact that he didn't adhere to the previous punishments. Yeah? At the same time, we've removed from him the possibility of doing tshuva. Because we're up to the stage where the Rebbeinu Shlom has given him a mishpat, the Loshon Rambam, she'ad yitin hadin lifnei dayan emes, that we should be meneir from him tshuva. So he's now getting punished for not adhering to a previous punishment, which is like suffer in the punishment, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tanis, at a time where he wouldn't even been able to be choizer, because Rebbeinu Shlom was meneir him from tshuva. It means that the punishment of not doing tshuva doesn't exonerate him from the fact that he doesn't do tshuva. There's a punishment that he didn't do tshuva. That's a punishment that he can't do tshuva. And then there's another punishment for not doing tshuva, even though he can't, which is a big chiddush, right? That's a mavur from these Rambams, that not only does he get punished, and the punishment is that he can't do tshuva, but he's getting punished for the fact that he's not do tshuva, despite the fact that he now can't do tshuva, all because the reason why he can't do tshuva is his chet hagodol was...
The punishment is the previous
avera. Yeah. But there's another avera, there's a straw here, of Admosai Me'anto Le'onos Mipanoi. Which the idea is what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tanis, that why haven't you listened to the punishments? Even though doesn't have a choice. But because the reason why he can't listen to the previous punishments is because of his own avera, that because of which it was taken away the tshuva, he's liable for that as well. That's a big chiddush. But that is part of the mishpat of Mitzrayim, that... that A, tshuva was taken away from them, B, that they got a mishpat for 12 months, and C, that they were even getting a mishpat for the things which, for not being able to humble themselves, even though they couldn't, and letting the Yidden go before they get more punishment. So those are the things I would like to bring out. Just as a Dvar Musa, maybe, why is it that Paro did this chet, or what maybe can we take out of Paro that help us understand how big his chet was, that Rav Nishon was menea from him to tshuva? Is the Chazal and even the Psukim and the Haftarah last week are mafrig in the gaiva of Paro. He says, Li Yo'ori Vani Asesini. He was very proud of the river. He built the river system. And he, as a result, they didn't need to come on to rain. So they were self-sufficient. And we're taught, Lifnei Shever Go'oin. Lifnei Shever Go'oin means before something collapses, it's when it's at its highest point. And the reason is very simple, is that when it's at its highest point, it's feeling it's self-sufficient, it's all-encompassing, it can take care of itself. If it hits a stumbling block, or some issue, then it's going to collapse because there's nothing outside of it that can help it, because it's all-encompassing, it's taking care of itself. As soon as it hits a problem, it can't overcome that. So gaiva is automatically the prerequisite for Shvira. And as a result, if I didn't do anything wrong, and if we can't take blame for anything, then can't do tshuva. So it's a natural process how Paro, with his gaiva, it was memela that can't be menea. It was menea, nimna from him to do tshuva. I once heard a moshel from Shimshon Pinkus. He said an idea that there was once a junior doctor who was finally given the task of... sorry? Yeah, I'm on strike. Right? Oh, this doctor's going to be... And he was given the night shift. And he was a skilled doctor. And he was finally given his chance to shine and be in charge of the ward. And he's very busy, and he's going from one patient to the other. And there's buzzing here and there. And he's struggling to keep up with the workload. And as he leaves one room, he accidentally rips off the mask of the patient, and she's struggling for breath, and he's trying to tie it up. In the meantime, the buzzer's going on the patient next door, and he can't get to him in time, and he's died. And he comes in the morning, and the doctor comes in, says, "How was your evening? How was your night?" And his head's in his hands. It was saying, "It's a disaster. It was an absolute disaster. I lost a patient." He said, "What happened?" He said, "Well, I was struggling with, you know, this one, that one, and this one was calling. I didn't make it to him." He goes, "I don't understand you. There's a big sign here that if it's getting too much, there's a doctor 24 hours on call. Just make a call. Why? Who asked you to do it all by yourself? Yes, you're in charge, but there's help available. Don't do it by yourself." So that's the idea here. You get caught up there. We have to do everything. Then there's going to be a shvira. And that's the message that we could maybe take from Paro. We're not supposed to be able to do it ourselves. We're not supposed to be able to do it ourselves. Reach out for help. And then that's memela, a concept of tshuva. That we can fail. But Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick ourselves up. We'll do tshuva. And that way, Be'ez Hashem will be zeichet to the gola, to go out of the goles of Mitzrayim. It's not just Paro. He's not just stuck in the Red Sea with whoever else, all the other Rishoyim that are there. It's us, and we have to try and get closer to Hashem. Rebbeinu Shem should help, that we should steig, that we should grow, and this is a wonderful program, and everyone here should be blessed with everything they need.
Amen.